This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G20 summit at the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro today. Mr. Modi is also expected to hold separate meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi, US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will be among the leaders who will attend the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro today and tomorrow. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Brazil this morning on the second leg of his three-nation visit. India is part of the G20 troika along with Brazil and South Africa and has been actively contributing to the ongoing G20 summit discussions. During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration, as well as the Voice of the Global South Summits hosted by India in recent years. The theme for this year's G20 summit is Building a Just World and a Sustainable Planet. The 19th G20 declaration can be the step forward from where the New Delhi declaration left. Initiatives against poverty and hunger, negotiations on digital divide, women-led development and SDGs can help bridge the gaps of inequality, bringing prosperity in an inclusive manner. Talking to Akashvani News, India's Sherpa to the 19th G20, Amitabh Kant reiterated the inclusive approach of G20 and the complex negotiations that are still undergoing. He also talked about the importance of global alliance against hunger and poverty, the priority under Brazil's leadership. The Supreme Court today questions the Delhi government over delay in implementation of stricter anti-pollution measures under Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP. The court also emphasized scaling down of the preventive measures would not be permitted without its prior approval. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oka and Augustine George Massey pointed out that there was a delay in implementation of preventive measures under GRAP 4, even after the Air Quality Index AQI touched alarming levels in the national capital. The bench noted that Stage 4 of GRAP must be invoked as soon as the AQI reaches between 300 to 400. Yesterday, the Commission for Air Quality Management announced stricter pollution control measures for Delhi NCR under GRAP 4, effective from 8 a.m. today, including a ban on truck entry and a temporary halt on construction at public projects. Former Delhi Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Kailash Gehlot today joined the Bharatiya Janata Party BJP in the presence of senior BJP leader Manohar Lal, party's National Vice President Abhay Jayant Panda and Delhi BJP chief Virendra Sachdeva, among other party leaders. Yesterday, Mr. Gehlot resigned from the Aam Aadmi Party. The election campaign has reached its final stage in Jharkhand as the state is fully geared up for the second and final phase of polling on the 20th of this month. In this phase, several high-profile seats will go to polls, including Dumka, Shikaripara, Deoghar and Littipara. Today, on the last day of campaigning, political heavyweights from various political parties will make a final push to woo the voters. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address election rallies in Sahibganj, Khurda, Dumka, Deoghar and Ranchi. BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath will try to woo the voters in Sahibganj, Jamtara and Deoghar. State BJP President Babulal Marandi will address election rallies in Borio constituency. Today is the last day of campaigning for the Maharashtra Assembly elections. Leaders of various parties are making all out efforts to gain support of the voters. Polling in the state is scheduled on 20th November and counting of votes will be held on 23rd November. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has alleged that the ruling Mahayuti government has lost several projects worth 7 lakh crore rupees to other states, which could have provided 5 lakh jobs to the youth of Maharashtra. Addressing a press conference in Mumbai's Bandra Kurla complex, Mr. Gandhi stated that employment, inflation, women's issues and ensuring the wealth of Maharashtra is returned to its people are key concerns in the upcoming assembly elections. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar is canvassing for his party candidates in Pune and Ahilya Nagar. And with that, we end this news bulletin.